Hello, hello, welcome to the morning show. My name is Philip DeFranco, and we should talk about this major news that could impact anyone who buys prescription drugs. And that is of note, because, I mean, there were studies back in 2013 that say 70% of Americans have at least one prescription. And with that said, it's probably no surprise to you that U.S. consumers spend a ton of money on prescription drugs every year. In fact, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, U.S. consumers spent more than $328 billion on pharmaceuticals in 2016, just in a retail setting. So that's excluding doctor's offices and hospitals, and there has been a dramatic rise since the 1980s. And it's showing no signs of stopping. In fact, the same department estimates that prescription drug spending will grow by more than 6% a year until 2025. And with this, there is little doubt among experts that one of the reasons for these high numbers is the prevalence of pharmaceutical advertising. The United States is one of the only two countries in the world, the other being New Zealand, that allows direct-to-consumer advertising for prescription drugs. And you've probably seen these ads where you see videos of people having fun and being active, all while a narrator describes a host of horrible side effects that could result if you take these drugs.
Call your doctor if you have fever, stiff muscles, and confusion.
Low blood pressure, low heart rate, fainting, and sleepiness.
Uncontrollable muscle movements.
Muscle pain or weakness.
Coma or death, as these may become permanent.
And as you've probably guessed, the reason they do that is because they are legally required to. However, these companies are not required to give any information on the price of their drug or divulge whether or not there is a cheaper alternative. But that actually might all be changing under the Trump administration if it has its way. Back in May, the Department of Health and Human Services released a document called the American Patients First Blueprint. And this blueprint specifically focused on four strategies in order to make prescription drugs more affordable for the consumer, including 1, boosting competition. 2, enhancing the power of the government to negotiate prices with drug companies. 3, bringing down out-of-pocket costs, and 4, creating incentives for the pharmaceutical industry to list the prices of its drugs at a lower rate. And with regards to that last point, the blueprint recommended that the government should consider requiring drug companies to list the price of their products in their direct-to-consumer advertising. And this week, we saw Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar announcing that his department would be proposing a federal rule that would force pharma companies to clearly advertise the cost of their medications in TV commercials. And this is something that was seen as particularly surprising, especially coming from Azar. He's a former drug company executive that was largely seen as someone who would be very friendly to the industry. Now, according to the proposal, 1, any drug that costs more than $35 a month would have to advertise the price of the drug for a typical course of treatment. 2, the price must also be presented against a contrasting background with a font style and size that can easily be read for a sufficient duration of the commercial. But 3, the price will not have to be said aloud. 4, companies will also be allowed but not required to list their competitors' prices for equivalent drugs. And 5, the requirement does not apply to newspapers, magazines, social media, or websites. And while speaking about this proposal on Fox News, according to Azar, this will be a huge benefit to consumers.
Drug companies would have to put the list price of their drugs in their TV ads. So that way people know how much a drug costs when they go to see their doctor, whether it's a $50 drug or a $5,000 drug. They can factor that into the discussion they're going to have with their doctors. The president said in May he wanted to bring this kind of transparency and accountability to the drug industry so that he could bring drug prices down. He's delivering on that today.
And during his speech, he also compared the drug industry to the auto industry, which is required to disclose the price of a car, saying, "You buy a car every once in a while, but millions of American patients buy expensive drugs every month. And a year's worth of the most advertised drugs, mind you, can cost more than a car." Now, with this proposal, as you might expect, we're seeing drug companies fighting back, and their argument is that this move will lead to confusion. This because the listed price advertised on television is not necessarily the true price that a consumer will pay, as everyone has different insurance plans that would cover different portions of the cost of the drug. And so it's been argued by the pharma industry that this could dissuade some people from purchasing a drug that they might need because they would be misled by the advertised high price. And so in order to fight back, the main lobbying group for the drug industry called Pharma, they have preemptively announced that it would be voluntarily taking action to increase price transparency. And according to the group, starting on April 15th, it's 33 members would provide pricing information about the drug on their individual websites and guide consumers there in their TV commercials. But in response to this, you had Azar saying that placing information on a website is not the same as putting it right in an ad. But that's also not the only defense the lobbying group has. The president of that group has also argued that these requirements would infringe upon First Amendment rights, and that if the proposal became a rule, then there would be a long legal fight ahead. But on the other side of that, you have federal health officials maintaining that the Supreme Court has long upheld the government's right to ensure that consumers are receiving correct pricing information. And all of that brings us to the question, well, what happens now? Well, it's important to note that this is not a legal requirement yet, and the administration is seeking comments on the proposal for the next 60 days, including whether they should expand the requirement beyond television. In terms of enforcement, right now it's not exactly clear what the government could do to make companies comply if the proposal did become a rule. But according to officials, the non-compliant drug companies would be put on an official list put out by Health and Human Services, seemingly so they would be shamed into complying. And with all of this, there is also the question of, could this effectively cause drug companies to lower their prices? If they have to show the prices, and they fear that customers might not purchase their product. Will they then change the price? And with that specific question, you have people like Rachel Sachs, a law professor at Washington University, not sure. Regarding getting drug companies to lower their prices, she said the administration has not yet advanced a theory for how that's likely to happen. And adding, we've seen many times that shaming companies for their high prices publicly doesn't cause them to lower their prices. And so with all of that said, I want to pass the question off to you. If this becomes a law, do you think that this will lead to drug companies lowering their prices? Also, are you surprised the approach the Trump administration is taking with regards to the drug industry? And just in general, what do you feel about all of this? I'd love to hear from you in those comments down below. Also, while you're at it, if you like this video, you like getting this extra morning video in addition to the PDS, which will be out later today, hit that like button. It's your way of letting me know you like it. Also, if you're new here, you want to dive into the news again with me in the future, hit that subscribe button. But with that said, of course, as always, my name's Philip DeFranco. You've just been filled in. I love yo faces, and I'll see you later today with the Philip DeFranco Show.